Moreover, boys, I lessons from the lathe. Happy to for the first week in a number of weeks since Pesach, we actually will be joining Parshiot together. Both Baruch Hashem, we are joining. You are laning Chukat Balak in America, and we'll be laning Parshas Balak. So, of course, I've chosen something from Parshas Balak so that it relates both to Eretz Yisrael and to everyone in the world. And a very, very interesting idea, something that I've thought of before, but certainly not had too much chance to look at from a different angle. And as the summer starts, I think this is a very important message to speak about in the summer. And that's going to be the differences between really what Bilam was in the sense, of course, as we know, he was a Navi. And Lokam Yisrael Kemoshe Ot. And we're going to see some major differences between the two, and hopefully a very, very important lesson between the differences between who we are as the Jewish nation and who the non-Jewish nation are. It's certainly something that we can certainly take to task these days when, you know, things to be broken loose in certainly in America, a lot of different things going on and what the reaction is. Just as a parenthetical, this year in an hour from now at your 11 o'clock, we'll be dealing with a similar idea, and that will be dealing with the idea of Kiddush Hashem. And a lot of things have been going on, certainly in New York I'm speaking about, something I was also part of, just decided on Thursday not to come in for camp. Usually we go to Camp Misorah. But there are some camps who are taking matters into their own hand and hired lawyers, and they're not going to have sleepaway camp. They're calling it bungalows. So we're going to discuss halachically how that works. And on the other hand, a lot of people, and I'm not saying this is us, there, a lot of people are taking food under a federal program where school lunches are provided, and thousands of people are being helped, some of them being Jewish as well. So we'll discuss the idea of Kiddush Hashem. This is a bit different in that I want to investigate the inyan of what it means when we have a nevuah that goes to another nation, and what was, of course, Bilam trying to accomplish and who he was. So, as usual, we will share a source sheet so that we can go through this together. We have two different source sheets, but we'll figure it out. So let's get to it. And just, let's see where it is. To find it. Here we go. Hold on. The, I thought it was here. Let's see. Oh, no, this is our last week. So the basic inyan is, oh, here we go. As we see how the two people are called. So when we start our parsha, just a moment, I'm going to pull this up. When we start our parsha, so we see something very, very interesting. And that is that when, of course, the job is set forth for Bilam to do, so Balak, of course, appoints him. He wants to curse the Jewish people, and he knows this great guy that's going to go ahead and do that. And so here the Psukim say the following. It says that, how does he appoint him? So he says, Vayikar, that he happened upon him. He happened upon this new guy. I think this is it, yeah. Yeah. So he happened upon him. So he says, Vayikar lokeim et Bilam. God manifested himself to Bilam, who said to him, that I've set up for you seven altars to offer v'chulu v'chulu. Rashi says, well, what does this lashon mean? What does it mean? Vayikar, lashon arai, right? As I wrote in the English, it's an expression of order, being ordinary, ordinarily, used to denote the events of a casual character. Lashon ganai, it's a bad thing. Lashon tumaskeri, kalomar bekeshu bizoyon, right? Bilam wasn't anybody special. The Rebbeinu Shalom found the person at the right place at the right time. He had, if you will, some sort of talents that Hashem chose him to do this. But it's an expression, as Rashi says, of shameful, an expression of unclean, of keri, right? Keri is obviously a general negative, very negative term. He was not pure. And it was a happenstance idea. Just to further this idea, the Das HaKeni Baal HaTosfa says here in source number 3, Vayikar Elokim is Bilam. What's going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu, and we'll learn a little bit later on in the program, that it says the words Vayikra. I think you all know, hopefully you all learned when you were little kids, the small Aleph. And I remember being shocked when I saw, at least I remember my first Sefer Torah that I saw, and saw that big mistake in the Sefer Torah that had the small Aleph. So we'll get to that. But the Dasakanim is basically asking the following thing. Why did Hashem come to Bilam? He didn't do so in the same way, as we'll see in a moment, to Moshe. So he answers and he says, he gives a very interesting mashal. He didn't really come upon him, he says. He says, a king who sits in his palace and he's visited by a person who has symptoms of tzaras. In our day, we have to say he had symptoms of, obviously, we have to say what? He had symptoms of corona. He calls out to the gate and he says, I want to interview the king. You know, I'm doing a podcast behind the beamer or something. I got to interview the king. And the king says, what are you, crazy? You got corona. I'm not taking a chance. When his servants tell him about this guy that's coming in the palace, lest he infects, will get disease. You can't have a guy with corona come in there. However, the king says, well, I still want to interview because I know, you know, I want to get a lot of likes and I want to be on. So he says that, okay, fine. And he says, I will be inside the palace, he'll be outside the palace, but you'll still be able to interview me. Although the person is concerned, you know, he wants to speak to him, so he does it from far away. That's Bilam, says the Dasakanim Balatosis. The Baruch Hashem picked him. He's nobody special. And he said, I need you to do a job for me, which, of course, he's not going to be able to accomplish in the appropriate way, Baruch Hashem, because we get all the brachos. That's the difference. And what do you mean, the difference? The difference between what? So the famous Rashi, Vayikra El Moshe. So it's the Rashi says, Vayikra Aleph Aleph, L'chol, Dibro Zechol Amirot, V'lchol Tzivot Kadim Al Kriya, Lashon Chiba. Vayikra, with the Aleph at the end, shows love. Chiba, Lashon, Shemalchi Asheres, Shemishashim Bo, that who uses this? The Malchi Asheres. What it says, the Kara, Zel Zevi Amar, Kadosh, 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 as it says in Yeshayahu. Aval Novi Umos Olam, but a prophet from the other nations, Nigale Alehen Bilashon Arai. He just comes to them happenstancely, right? Happenstancely. It doesn't come. Arai, Betuma, Shenikra, Vayekar, as it says by Bilam. Rashi points out what we just learned already, that there's nothing special over here to a Bilam, but something special about Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe not only Moshe, that it's not happenstance. He chose Moshe. There's a wonderful sefer called the Sefer Birchas Asher. I found the sefer today in looking for these different sources. So the Birchas Asher is a fascinating source. I'll be very honest, as usual. I never saw the source before, and it's a beautiful idea. His name was Rav Asher Virstel, and Rav Asher Virstel just died in 2008, and he was a par excellence expert in chinuch. He was one of the editors of the famous Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but spent much of his life working on behalf of religious Zionism in Israel, in establishing what we know here in Israel is called Chamad, the Dati Lumi system. And he was just a fascinating person, came from Poland. And he wrote this parish, and he says as follows. He says, there are two things we can learn from this. Shelo Diborimo Pitom. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a happenstance. Just, it happened, he says, and here's what you learn. Ha'echa. Etzem ha'pniyah ha'kodemes l'matzar atzmo. Shelo Diber Imo Pitom. It wasn't something that was a surprise. It wasn't happenstance. Ella kara b'shemo. What did he say? Vayikra El Moshe. Moshe, I love you. In the business world, by the way, if you ever want to, you know, get the deal, you want to do a good negotiation, the best thing to ever do is shake the person's hand. And when I'm not allowed to shake hands anymore, but when you are able to say the person's name a lot. Oh, how are you, Sean? It's nice to see you, Sean. Hey, it's great to, first of all, it's a great way to remember the person's name. But it shows special. I've diffused a lot of situations besides the business world, is that when you back in the day when you could touch somebody, you touch them and you say their name. Or in Israel, you say the word, achi, achi, achi. All of a sudden, everything's diffused. Oh, I forgot, he's my brother. So there's something miyuchad, special, when we refer to somebody by their name. The omna matziro gam etzel bilam. But what do you mean? He called his name, didn't he? He says, no, it all goes according to the first time he called him. Even though, yes, the word Vayikra is used by Bilam. But Me'idach, Etzel Novi Yisrael, Loshon Kara is always used because he is someone special and unique, he says. So he gives two reasons. Again, the first, it shows the Ahava that he has because he called him with love. And the second reason, Mishimush Lashon Kara with an Aleph, b'nigud kra with a hay, sheshimush hakatov etzel Bilam, as we see by Bilam, because this is something special. The klal klal ba vayomer vayidaber avaloshen vayikra. It's not like the regular vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor. Vayikra is this love that he has. Sheberosh loshen vayikar is something very, very different, and that's just somebody that's not special. Somebody who just God had to pick, but it wasn't because of who he was. And that's what the Klei Yikar says over here in source number 6 as well. Vayikra al Moshe, he says, ve'ein haperish shehu Bilam shav el Moshe. Because we have a little bit of a difficulty. Because if you remember the Medrash says something very fascinating. The Medrash says this crazy thing. It says that Moshe said, no. Moshe was an Anav Mikol Adam, as we learned a few weeks ago in Parshas Bahalosha. There's nobody was like him in the world. And when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, that's the way he's defined. Right? Vayamak Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe's name is not mentioned in the Gala, but once, the Amin of Hashem, Uva Moshe Avdo. That's the ultimate level of who Moshe was. And that's something very, very special, very unique about who he was. Says the Klei Yikar, "V'ein haperish haya Bilam shavel Moshe." Moshe wasn't saying, you know, I want to be vayakar just like Bilam was. Chas v'shalom, we're not saying that. Shahaya Bilam shavel Moshe. No, b'nevua chalila. Ella, but I'll teach you something very interesting. He says, "Kach perish Moshe hesig yoter mimesh haya roy lesig." This is such an important lesson. He pushed himself to accomplishing more. Bilam looked at himself and said, hey, I got this gig. I'm going to do with it with what I have. But Moshe was constantly pushing himself to doing things he never thought he could do. Let's remember who Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Sinai. He almost laughs at Hashem and he says, I can't do that. Who am I? I'm covered pay. I can't talk. How am I going to talk to Paro? Are you crazy? But he keeps pushing himself. Lahasig es kavanato. That's asher yadot Hashem. He understood what his tafkid was in this world. Asher yadot Hashem lo nemar elo lomar lecha. What does it mean that God, he knew God? What does that mean when it says Moshe knew God? Elo lomar lecha, who tells us shehu mitzad hachanato lo yada et Hashem. In starting off, it wasn't easy for him to know who Hashem was. He had to get to know Hashem. But Hashem gives us great qualities. And he says, if you push yourself, oh, I'm going to make it even easier for you. But not the Tosefus Shefa of Israel. He gave us more Shefa in this world. Because of who Moshe Rabbeinu was, Moshe said, you got to push yourself. Look who I am. And there's a reason why Moshe was chosen for this. Ma'isa Ova Simon al-Bottom doesn't stop at Yaakov Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this. Somebody who would ever, we don't understand exactly, had a stutter, he had speech impediment, whatever it was, he could do it. Why you can't do it? I often tell this to, my students. I said, if I can get up here and I can speak and I could be, you know, they have Rav in front of my name, you can do it too. Moshe taught us that lesson. Bilam was exactly the opposite. He didn't use the qualities that he had for good. Look what happens to Bilam. Look at the story of Bilam. Hashem sends him this message and tells him, don't curse the Jewish people. He's got a talking donkey. We haven't seen that since Shrek. And I don't understand. It's crazy. And he doesn't get it until he sees an angel standing there with a sword. It wasn't enough. This guy's a nut job. He doesn't get the messages of God. But Moshe Rabbeinu knows the difference. Says the Klei Yikar beautifully. Aval b'umas ha'olam. Kam acher lechvoidel shel Yisrael lahasig yoter mimeshihu lahasig kavanato. Ava mashem masig yoter michtei kavanato. That's the etzem of a Jew. A Jew is different than the other nations because we have to push ourselves to a higher and higher level, and it's never enough where we are. And the bigot tzaddik always wants to go up another level. We have a tafkid to do, and we don't have excuses and say, "Well, it's Corona. Well, the summer's starting. Well, I have excuses. Well, I have this or that." No. You got to push yourself. We are not Vayikar Jews. God didn't give us a happenstance. He just chose something for us and said, okay, you're that. You became a doctor, so you just do with that what you want. That's not true. And I have to say that during the season that we're in, Dafka during Corona, it's so special and miyuchad that you see the difference between us and the other nations. One example, of course, is the plasma donations that were unbelievable, the numbers compared to our Gentile friends, of how many Hasidish people and Jews of all colors stood online to give plasma to save everyone. But that's what our job is in this world. Moshe taught us this, that we have a miyucha job. But it doesn't only stop there. I want to share with you another beautiful piece from Rav Shimshon Pinchas. Those that know, I love Rav Pinchas' pieces because I think it really comes to a very, very important point. So, you know, it's interesting because even in Parshas Chukas, just for a moment, in Parshas Chukas, we learn about Zoch Chukas HaTorah. So I finally remember my Rebbe Rav Aaron Salvechik would say this vort. I've said it already a few times already this year. But we say Chukim Mishpatim L'Yisrael. We say this every morning. Lo Asachem L'Chogoy U'Mishpatim Bal Yudam. Says Rav Aaron, it doesn't make any sense. You know how God distinguishes us? Is that we have Chukim. We got these weird laws like Paraduma, which we don't understand. You could try to understand to somebody, what are you putting on those phylacteries on? You're putting a towel. It's hard. But you know what Hashem says? Lo asay David HaMelech, do lo asay chel goy u'mishpatim. You know what distinguishes us from the other nations? The mishpatim. He said, what do you mean the mishpatim? They also have kibud avim. They follow kibud avim. They also can't, speed. They can't. I don't understand. Says Rav Aaron Salvechik, no, you don't understand. We have a tafkid in this world. We have a job to do in this world that's different than all the other nations. And my kibud avim is I'm doing it because I have to do it because it's the ratzon Hashem, even if sometimes it's hard to do kibud avim. Last week was Father's Day. Yeah? We don't have the greatest fathers in the world. Baruch Hashem, everybody on does. I can't know. But sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes your father tells you this, tells you that. No. Baruch Hashem. We do it because it's ratzon Hashem. That's we have a tafkid. We have a job in this world. That's what we have to fulfill. And I think that Rav Pinchas says this so beautifully, saying that this isn't just a rule that we follow because of Moshe versus Bilaam. It's Jews versus Gentiles. And what our job is in this world. Look at this beautiful piece. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. It says Rav Pinchas the following. Let's go down a little bit to where I outlined. The Akapanim Kiyam Shinoi Gadol Ben Yehudim Lekai. There's a big difference between Jew and Gentile. This is a line that it says in the Chazal, we are so close to God and we are so far from God. What does that mean? They're the opposite of each other. We're closer, we're far. Which one is it? Vitzadach Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rachok Mikol Rachok. Right? Because Darchei Shamayim, I can't explain what happens in the world, right? I can't explain Corona. Guess what? No doctor in the world can explain to me what Corona is about, right? The best doctor in the world will tell you, I'm not sure. If I touch something, you know, I just went to my first bar mitzvah since Corona. It was a very interesting, right? The dancing, everybody was around, everybody held the plastic chair and the other person held the plastic chair. We went around in a circle. Crazy. All the food was wrapped up. I can explain the ways of Hashem. How rachok is he? I don't understand what's going on. However, and he says, and that's the taina, he writes, of the philosophim, right? The philosophers. What are they taina, he says? Elohim Kain. He says, Morim Imkain, the ain lo, shaychus. He says, you have no shaychus in this world. God just showed up one day, he made the world, and he left the world. What do you think? He cares about little you? The Akain lumosois. It says in Yeshayahu, Mem tesvav, hein goyim kemar midilechach. They're nothing. We're dropping the bucket. Hashem Yisbarach calls the goyim kemar midli. You're just a drop in the bucket. Tipa hakatanosh and ofel etzad dli. Nobody cares about it. The little droplet that falls out. Who cares? She'af echad lo sam libo elav. Lachen lechol goyim kiviyachol ein shum erech b'inya Hashem. Hashem doesn't give him a tafkid to do. V'sod kimas chizut klal Yisrael. But that's the secret of the Jewish people. He cares about every single drop, right? It reminds me of the famous idea that every tear that we shed for the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem keeps it. D'mos, say in Slichos, he keeps it for us. Mitzad Sheni says, Rav Pinchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam korov al kol korav. But he's really close to us as well. We see Hashem sometimes as being far. Rav Salvechik says the idea related that he once went to a shiva house once. This is a great story, knowing Rav Salvechik. was late at night once, and he tells one of his Talmidim, you know, I need to go to a shiva house. Can you drive me? And someone drove him. And on the way, they said, Rebbe, what are you going all the way to Farakwe for? He says, I remember this person when my father died. He really comforted me with his words. And I want to be Menachem Avalai. Okay? So he goes to be Menachem Avalai. And you can imagine Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik walks into the room. Everybody's shocked. And the person who's shocked the most is the Avil himself. And he doesn't know what to say. And he's waiting for Rav Soloveitchik to say something. Not knowing that the halacha is that the Avil has to speak first. And nobody speaks. And there's a standoff. And Rav Soloveitchik doesn't speak. And he gets up to say Hamakom. But before he says Hamakom, he says, you know what? Do you know why we say Hamakom? Hamakom refers to the Rabbono Shalom. Hamakom yinachem etchem. Why do we call it for God is Hamakom? Hamakom means in the place. He says, sometimes we feel God is rachok mimen. It's so far from us. And who do we compare it to? Hamakom yinachem etchem betok shar levet siyur shalom. Siyon v'yushalayim. Those that mourn Jerusalem, we feel it even more. I daven and I daven and I daven and still nothing. He says, that's, we can sometimes feel that Hashem is far away. It's okay. But on the other hand, we have to always remember that Sad Hasheni says, Rav Pinchas, Karav l'chol karav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mu'rav, he's part of our life, Mu'rav Yushalmi. Right? It's everything. He's part of our life. He's part of every little thing that we do. Right? My daughter took her driving test today. The Baruch Shalom was there with her and said, you're going to pass this time. Yes, he's part of everything. Ichvat lo, he cares. Like a father cares about it. A kid comes home from school. Abba, you're never going to believe this. Remember that test I told you about? If I was like, yeah. You got 100 in the Gemara test. Ah, my Yonatan Roy, I study. I'm the happiest guy in the world. That's the Rabbanu Shalom. He cares about your Gemara test. Margish mikarov ke'ev hada. He's so close to us. You could feel him. He loves us so much, I can't explain it to you. Like a father who loves a son, no matter who he is and what he does, he loves the son. But from the other places, he's far away. And that's what we have to understand. The difference that we are Vayikra Jews. Jews of Vayikra. Lashon Ahava. Understanding, yes, Hashem is far in some ways, but he's so close to us. The El Bilam HaRasha, it's Vayikar. L'shitaso minal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam k'derech mikre. The Goyim see that things just happen. They're happenstance, right? And this is the Lashon we use all the time, right? That's what we say, right? Oh, it just happened to be, right? We always use these slang terms, right? What a coincidence that this happened. And if you're a real mammon, you say, well, there's no coincidence in the world. The Kevon Shakach, Ein Kol Hevdel Bein Adam Lebein Of Hashamayim V'Dag Yayam. If you really think about it, right, if you really treat everything as happenstance, there's no reason for it. So then what's the difference between us and anything? Right? What's the difference between us and the fish in the sea? It's the same thing. Echa Toyrif Dag, Echa Katim Meno. How can you kill a fish? Right? And people believe this. How can you kill a Nebuch, a cow, Nebuch? How can you do that? Kach yachol v'adam b'shas kasu lakum l'harog Yisrael. Is it possible that a person could get up and kill another person? Well, it depends. If everything's happenstance, and if you can get up and kill a cow, and you can get up and kill a dog, what's the difference? This is Rav Pinchas speaking. Why is the Shoah so bad, says Rav Pinchas. V'am haisat yumas nira. To some people, it seems like, well, fish, you know how many millions of fish die, billions of fish die every single year? That's not considered to be a Holocaust. It's only if you believe that God's running the world is it something that is unfathomable. Zeshit of Bilam HaRosh, he says, everything's happenstance. It just happened, okay. A person looks at Corona and the thousands of people that died and just looks at his happenstance and looks at the fact that the Jewish nation, specifically in New York, was affected more than would be ordinary. That's not happenstance. That's not coincidence. That's a Rabboni Shalom Shefa in the world. We have to do something about it. Hashkafa HaYudu Shonet Lechalutin. It's so different, says Rav Pinchas. We are Vayikra Jews. Kara L'moshe B'shemo. Ain shame. No fish. We don't give them names. You know, maybe you put them in the bowl and you give the fish a little name. That's Nemo. We don't have names. Hashem counts us one by one. Bamidbar. Every single name is important. You have a tafkid in this world.
Etzema avoda ha'adam hu baal shem mishanim, to us, you're different than everybody else. Your tafkid is different than everybody else's. And the half of the recha kamoicha isn't that it has to be kamocha. It's that we accept the Jew, even though that he's different. He's got a different tafkid than I have. What am I comparing myself to him for? It makes absolutely no sense. And part of the sinner that we have sometimes, the hate we have for other types of Jews, is that why are they so different? Maybe he's a different tafkid than I have. What am I comparing myself to him? Kol echad ve'echad has mahu ba'olam with ne'atzmo, different. Shayeches, deveikos, everything's different. My ahab of the boyri is different. Zeb etzem hadavar, that's the difference between us and the other nations. There are some people, vayikar Jews, and there are some people that are, vayikar people, I should say, and vayikra, that's the Jews. Ki kidei lifgosh ba'kadosh baruch hu ein tzarch b'makom yuchad. Right? People think, says Bilam, I just happenstance, it just happens to come to me. Moshe gets ready for it. He goes to the Ohel Moed, as it says in Vayikra. And it was, by the way, only Moshe who heard him. It was like a lahavdi, like a dog whistle, where only the dog hears it. Only Moshe heard Hashem's voice. Moshe would look at him, did you hear that? Nobody heard it. Because he's got a different tune, different volume control. He hears the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because we all have different tafkidim in this world. And we can't make an excuse and say, well, you know, I'm doing better than that one. That guy doesn't even, he's not doing anything. He's not accomplishing anything. He's giving the corona. He's got the corona excuse the whole time. I don't have to learn. I have to do this or that. No, stop. Lo tamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu chavik the davar imo. Bilam thinks, happenstance. Just happened. He picked me. Derech Mikra. I got this animal that's talking to me. Meh, Derech Mikra. Come on. Eich, but when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, lo diber im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech mikra. He went into an Ohel Moed. He had a cheder yichud with the Baruch Shalom. We have a cheder yichud. It's called davening. Cheder yichud. That's why we can't bring certain things into a cheder yichud. Even if they're delicious apples, we can't take them to a cheder yichud. We have a yichidus with the Baruch Shalom. That's the difference. Zaham halach vayikra, l'chol yehudi yesh shem. Every Jew has a name. B'chol eis, u'b'chol shal yoshev, chagbuk b'chikate shalom kodesh baruch. That's the special arevus that we have with Hashem. It's a kesher ishit that we have. Something miyuchad that we have. Something very, very special that we have with Hashem. And we have to remember that. So again, this message is not just a message. It sounds a little bit like a, it's a message that revolves around us, not just the difference between Moshe and Bilam. It's a message for us to take with us, specifically, I say, in the summer, specifically now, specifically in Corona. What am I going to accomplish this time? I have my own name. I have my own miyuchad. What am I doing with it? And sometimes we get lucky and we realize and we see a tafkid and we see things that work. I want to just tell one last story that you might have heard already, but it's so amazing, the story. And I actually heard it again today. I'd heard it before, and I forgot the story. I remembered bits of it. And my son said, Abba, in a few minutes, Simon Pollock. And I said, Aaron, how do you remember the story about Simon Pollock? So if you heard it, it bears, because we have to remember that we're special. Hashem puts us in special places, not happenstance. The story told about a Rav in, I think, in Deal, Rav Alman, I believe his name is. And every year they have a minhag that before Rosh Hashanah, they visit, they go to Staten Island and visit their his mother-in-law in the Staten Island Cemetery. So as it would be, they had a simcha, they were going to Brooklyn, and he says, wait a minute, we're on our way anyway back. We're here, it's a week before Rosh Hashanah, let's go. His wife says, you know what, it's not a bad idea. Things get crazy every Rosh Hashanah. Let's go now to the cemetery. We're passing Staten Island. So he gets to Staten Island, they take their tehillim out, they're getting ready, and he looks far from him, and he sees that there's a Leviah taking place. But when he looks very closely, he sees something very strange. He sees the casket almost on the floor, and people just standing there. He asks his wife permission. He says, can I go see? Maybe they need a rabbi. He hates a rabbi. So he goes there, and he says to them, is everything okay? They said, no, everything's not okay. We're here. Our father, our grandfather passed away, and we don't know what to do. We're not very religious people. And he says, well, you know, you have to say the Kaddish, shouldn't you? And he says, yeah, but we actually know one thing. You need 10 for Kaddish. We only have 9. And they go, wait a minute, you're here. Wait a minute, you look like a rabbi. Are you a rabbi? Can you do the ceremony?
And he does the ceremony and he starts explaining to them how to hoist it down, and that the Jewish people should be involved in the process. And they're putting the dirt on, and then he gets them to say Kaddish. And they don't know it. And he takes out a sitter. They say, we don't know how to read Hebrew. So he says it together with them. It's very emotional. And they turn around and start leaving. They said, no, now we have to finish up the camera. He's like, okay, we're done. There's a guy there, Tyrone, he's waiting, and he'll do it. That's his job. He says, no, we have to do it. And this rabbi does it all himself. And he finishes, and Tyrone comes off, and he says, thank you, Rabbi. I had to do absolutely nothing. You know, I'll give you the cupboard. Put the stick in that has the name. And he puts the stick in, and he sees the guy's name is Simon Pollock. Nope. Story ends. He tells the wife the story. What a mitzvah. Hashem put me in this place. Instead of coming Erev Rosh Hashanah, wow, what a great tzchus. I was mamish involved in burial, mamish meis mitzvah. Story seemingly ends. 3 months later, family simcha, everybody's there from the community, and his family members are there. And his uncle from Seattle comes, he was born and bred in Seattle. And he tells his uncle this crazy story that happened to him a few months ago. And he says, yeah, this guy, when he put a thing on Simon Pollock. And he says, what did you just say? He said, Simon Pollock. He says, oh my God. And he tells him the story of Simon Pollock. He says, when you were a little kid, your father, myself, we had no place to send you to high school. All the kids that were in Seattle, there was no place to go. We didn't want to send you Chas V'Shalom to public school. So we had this great idea. It's a lot of money to send a kid to high school in New York. That was the place to go, to Brooklyn. So he said, we're going to have almost like an auction. We're going to make this huge Kiddush in Shul. We're going to invite all the people, even the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Jews. And they'll come to this huge Kiddush, and we'll auction off each kid, right? They'll say, you know, who wants this kid? Who wants that kid? And you'll sponsor a kid. And that's what they did. And they went from name to name, and somebody would raise their hand. They'd say, I'll pay for his airfare. I'll pay. And when it came to you, Rabbi Amman, you know what they said? A man raised his hand, and his name was Simon Pollock. And he was the guy. And it all came around in a circle, and you buried him today. That's the hashkacha of Hashem. That's the difference of Vayikra, the Aleph. Hashem's always in my life. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, we should treat it as small. We're not the biggest people. We're Ofer HaAretz on one hand. But we all have a tafkid in this world, and we have to figure out what it is. And there are no excuses. Don't be like a Bilam and say, happenstance. It's just happened. Corona's here for a reason. It's difficult. We have to get through this time together. But all in our own way, because we are unique people. And in Mirz Hashem, we should be zaycha to do that. And if we do our tafkid the way it should, Rabbeinu Shalom promised us he will send Mashiach Zidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.